We'll travel such a long way. And I know it's useless.
We won't even have bread in a few days' time.
Have you thought about the dangers? What about man-eating animals and bandits?
You are 11 brothers, all brave and strong. Nothing to worry about. I will pack your things for you, as well as some bread.
I wouldn't be going on this journey if it weren't for you. Go and help your mother. Take care of the house and the sheep.
We are grown men now. Why can't we come as well?
No, son. We brothers have decided not to take our children with us on this journey. You're young and inexperienced and unfamiliar with dangers. On such journeys, experience is necessary.
All the same, you take care. I have heard that bandits wait in ambush and plunder caravans.
No one would dare to attack 11 strong brothers. Besides, some other Canaanites are coming with us as well. Jochebed, Gershon, Kohath. Should I not be worried about the house and sheep? I'm counting on you to look after things.
I'll pack your belongings so you're ready to leave.
Thank you.
Few loaves of bread. We didn't have any more.
It is enough.
Have you hidden your coins in a safe place?
Don't worry. They're safe. Although, I'm not optimistic about this journey.
Reuben, are these beasts enough for our journey?
Yes, probably. We will ride on them when we go and carry wheat on them when we return.
If there's any wheat left, that is.
We're coming with you. And the other Canaanites are ready as well.
Even better. The more we are, the less danger for everybody.
Considering the dangers on the long way, I hope we don't return empty-handed.
We trust in God, and we have to do our best.
Look after yourselves, brothers.
And you look after our families for us.
You're not going with your brothers?
I want to go, but Father won't allow it.
You haven't asked. He may allow it.
I don't know.
Ready to leave. Will you allow it?
Father, may I go on the journey with my brothers?
No, no need. You stay here with me and take care of the tribe's affairs in the absence of your brothers.
As the prophet of God sees fit, will the prophet of God give us a guideline for our journey?
As I said, I am optimistic about the result of this famine. I advise you to interpret the events on this journey as good omens, not bad ones. Every event has a reason.
Pray for us, Father.
Goodbye, Father.
Goodbye, Father.
Farewell, Father.
Goodbye, Father.
Goodbye, Father.
Be sure we'll return successfully.
Goodbye, Father.
Goodbye, Father.
Goodbye, Father.
Let's go!
Take care.
Succeed and return in health.
Amen.
Where are you going, Zuleika? Are you going out again?
I heard Usarcif is returning from a journey. I'm going to the bank of the Nile to see him.
Are you sure he's going to be there?
Yes, I am. He will be there.
Do you see? Plain and simple. And she paid no attention to your snide remark. I think she's lost her mind. However, I respect her. A lunatic doesn't deserve respect. The children and the youths always get money from her for false news about Usarcif, but she keeps giving it to them.
Although they have taken her wealth, she never loses hope.
As soon as she hears about Usarcif, she rushes off to see him.
And he's in a new city each day. She'll never see him.
Usarcif come?
I am waiting. One day he will come. My Joseph will come.
Are you sure?
I have no doubt. Of course he will come. The moon doesn't always stay behind the clouds.
Stop it, Zuleika. Stop it. Didn't you hear? He's in a city every day. He's never in Thebes. Your eyes turned white because you waited for Joseph for so long.
I know that. He's playing hard to get. My job is to wait here. And his job is to keep me waiting. I will sit here every day until he comes, no matter how long he takes.
Does so much waiting not tire you? How long will you wait?
You're not in love. Waiting is my whole life. If I'm not waiting, then why am I alive? This waiting gives me hope. It gives purpose to my life. Joseph's scent.
I do. He must be near. He must be near. You are hallucinating. Joseph is not here.
No, I'm sure he is. I can smell his scent. He must be nearby.
Stop it, you lunatic. Why would Usarcif be here?
Mm-hmm.
Forgive me. I lost control. I'm sorry.
I'm not upset with you. I'm upset with him. Even if he came, I wouldn't expect to hear a stream of compliments. But he will come. The waiting will end one of these days.
These farms are parched now, but the famine will end soon, and many Egyptian farmers can work on this land. These plots all belong to the Egyptian government now. We must divide them between farmers who have no farm. They can work and pay tax to the government.
That is very good.
Slaves will own the land this way.
Right.
Going on in Canaan right now. How are they surviving the famine? I wish my father and brothers were here and they could farm on this vast land. If the Great Nile has dried like that, then Canaan is even worse.
Caravan from Babylon. Where did you get the wheat from?
Greetings to you, from Egypt. Go there. You will not come away empty-handed.
Is it a long way there?
Egypt's watchtowers can be seen from here.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Hurry, move faster.
What's this? You were reluctant to come at all, and now you want to go faster?
I wasn't hopeful until now.
Hey,
I can bear the cold by putting on more clothes. Even if stones rain from the sky, I will still go.
Why don't you stay? We will go together when the weather is better.
Being in love does not mean sitting at home.
You've sat too long by that stony statue and waited. And what happened? Did Joseph come? Aren't you tired of waiting for nothing?
Why don't you two understand? I close my eyes every night, hoping to see him. And I sit so long by that stone statue, always hoping to see him. Can't you see? Waiting for Joseph is my life. Now, I will never get tired. Waiting for Joseph. All I have left of Joseph is waiting for him. Will you deprive me of that?
Well, we won't be coming after you. Go wherever you want. You've gone crazy. You're insane. You have destroyed your life. Why should we do the same?
Let's go in. I'm not going to stay out in this weather. It's useless to have pity on her. Let's go.
Prison. Yes, I do.
It's better than sitting there. You'll be ill if you stay.
I'm waiting for someone. I was told he would come. If he doesn't come, I'll leave.
Leave her.
What is it? I thought you'd decided not to care about me.
Yes, but it was useless.
We are used to you. We've been around you since we were children. We grew up in your palace. We have nowhere else.
Go away and leave me. You're disturbing my privacy.
We can't just leave you all alone sitting here.
I feel more lonely when I'm with you. My Joseph is with me everywhere. But when you arrive, he leaves me.
Want Userci's body?
Does Aleika even have a body with which to have carnal desires?
The older she gets, the lovelier she becomes.
I feel I love both Aleika and Aleika's love.
Write your names on this papyrus. We are 10 brothers. I am Levi, Simeon, Judah, Gad, Dan, Zebulun, Issachar, Asher, Naphtali, and Reuben, sons of Jacob from Canaan.
You are 10 brothers? Why did you come to Thebes?
Why do others come? We are the same.
Others are not your concern. Answer my question. Why have you come to Egypt?
We have traveled here to buy wheat. There is also famine in our land. What should we do now?
We must identify strangers and find out if you've already bought wheat or not. If you are from a famine-stricken country, or if you just want the wheat in order to sell it. Write your names on that papyrus.
Why so many conditions? If you don't want to sell wheat, why don't you just say it?
These are the regulations of Egypt. If you don't like it, then you can leave. There isn't much wheat.
Stop it, Simeon. My apologies. If regulations are for everyone, we will obey them too. Tell us what to do.
You must write your names on the papyrus. And we will ask Excellency Uzarsif for instructions. You and your brothers must wait by the gate until we have an answer.
All right. No need for argument. Have we come to get wheat or fight? Why would you want to make trouble?
Prophet of God, the officer at Syria Gate wishes to report. Tell him to come in.
Greetings to Excellency Uzarsif.
God's greetings to you. What is it you want to report?
390 foreigners entered Thebes through the Syria Gate in the last week. Each took one sack of wheat from the same gate. They had come from Kiti, Iberia, and Syria. There is nothing further, Excellency, except 10 brothers from Canaan wished to enter today. We stopped them to ask your orders.
Canaan? 10 brothers? Did you ask their names?
Yes, Excellency. They are written here.
Is it them? The children of Israel?
What is it, Prophet of God? Has something happened? What is written on that papyrus?
Only the names of 10 foreigners from Canaan.
Malak, with great respect, take them to the palace.
For God's sake, tell me what has happened. Will you not tell me?
Providence has brought my brothers here at last. They've come to witness the realization of God's promise.
After 30 years.
It was God's will that kept us apart for such a long time. I only ask that you tell nobody about my brother's presence here. Oh God, thank you. And thank you again. Where are they?
There they are.
Are you from Canaan?
Yes, we are all from Canaan.
You are many more than 10. I was told there were 10 brothers from Canaan.
We are 10 brothers. The rest are also from Canaan.
The governor of Egypt sent me.
I apologize if you were offended, or if your time was wasted. You ten may enter Thebes. It is my duty to take you to the palace of the governor of Egypt.
What about the other Canaanites?
They are free to go and purchase weed. You come with me.
Why we ten?
I don't know. You can ask the governor. Come on.
Levi, where are you going? What are you doing?
Don't worry. You will get wheat. You will meet later at this very gate. Take their animals to the stable and feed and groom them for their return.
Understand. Why did they stop us so harshly and let us in so kindly? Why are we invited to the palace of the governor?
That harshness was due to the ignorance of the gate officer, and the kindness is due to the hospitality of the governor of Egypt.
Is he so kind to everybody?
The Egyptian people love Usarhisi. He is kind to everybody. But he doesn't invite everyone to the palace. You should ask him why you. Because I don't know. Wait here a moment.
Do you see, Asenath?
Those men are my brothers. But I don't know any of them. This is the palace of Akhenaten, the pharaoh of Egypt. You are the first foreigners who have entered this palace.
I think the one standing in the front next to Malak is Levi. I remember him very well. He was my best brother. He prevented them from killing me. My God. Their hair has turned all gray. See what the passage of time has done to them. The one standing behind the others is Judah. He looks everywhere with suspicion. He suspects everything. It looks as though he is still malicious. My God. They have grown into 10 strong men. I hope my brother Benjamin is among them. The hair and beards of some of them are gray. Asenath, are they going to recognize me?
Do not worry. You were the youngest one. So you will have changed a great deal and dressed like this.
Enter.
I hope so. My God. How can I face them? What if they recognize me?
You shouldn't worry. They are all your brothers. Nothing will happen.
Brothers who once wanted to kill me and who are now strangers. Besides, I have plans for them, so they mustn't recognize me.
Again, the sign of the promised?
I don't know what secret lies in the word that calms me down each time I think of it. I want them to stay a few days. I haven't seen them for 30 odd years.
We must find out why they brought us here.
Why do you think the governor of Egypt wants to see us?
We shouldn't have come. Now we're trapped with no way out of here.
Relax. I feel very safe. I can see no sign of malice.
Everything is as you ordered. And now? My brothers are our guests. They will stay for a few days. Tell Mimisabu to prepare them the best we have of everything. Malak. I get the impression they do not feel safe. They do not know why they're here. Tell them if the governor meant to hurt them, then he wouldn't invite them to the palace. Don't worry. I will calm them down. Welcome. I hope that you are now rested from your long journey from Canaan.
Why did you bring us here? And why does the governor want to see us?
Be sure that they do not bring to the palace the one they wish to punish. As to why the governor of Egypt wants to see you, only he knows. My duty is only to serve you. Mimisabu, the close friend of the governor of Egypt, is at your disposal. He will do whatever you order.
May I also welcome you on behalf of the governor of Egypt. May I suggest you have a bath and wash away the dust and tiredness of your journey.
That's strange. I didn't find out which one was Dan or Gad. Or Naphtali. They have changed so much.
What will you do with them?
They wronged me. Very much. What they did to me, even fierce enemies wouldn't do to each other. They deserve severe punishment. But I forgave them the moment they sold me as a slave.
What about your father, Jacob? Has he forgiven them as well?
No. I am certain he would not forgive them if he knew what they did. May God have mercy on them. I must do something for them. Father's curse is a calamity.
I wouldn't forgive them easily were I in your place.
Mimisabu, tell them to prepare the palace for rest after dining. They must be very tired.
Certainly. Palace of pharaohs, where sons of gods frequented, has become a place for such people. What are they doing here?
Seemingly, they are the wise Yuzarsif's guests.
They are very hungry. The famine must be harsh in Canaan, otherwise they wouldn't have come such a long way.
They are so hungry. What about their wives and children?
I used to know well where you were. I did. I always knew. Wait a minute. Why are you still standing? Did you not see how Joseph toppled your master in the Temple of Amon? Why are you still standing? You must prostrate yourself before the great god of Joseph. You must fall to the ground before the great god of Joseph! Are you stony gods not ashamed, or still claiming to be gods before the great god of Joseph? Joseph broke you! Break the lake out! Joseph's god. Be my witness. I have toppled my gods. Joseph said that you are omnipresent. That you are everywhere and see everything. So tell Joseph that Zuleika no longer worship sculptures.
Lord, I thank you for returning my brothers to me. I am grateful. I miss my father and my brother Benjamin. Bring them to me, Lord. Lord, the years of separation have been long. Now I wish for years of union.
And I have wept so much for Joseph. but not for you. Many Egyptian people worshipped Joseph like a deity. And who are you that the beloved of all Egypt worships you? Many, like Zuleika, weep in his separation. But he weeps in your separation. You must be a very good god. Or someone like Joseph wouldn't worship you or weep for you. Good for Joseph. For having a god like you. And good for you. For having a servant like Joseph. A noblewoman in Thebes has committed adultery. Only I heard she was in love.
Don't believe it, my lady. Love is sacred and never disloyal.
Love is the heart's doing. It knows no reason or logic.
The lover never allows impurity to enter the sanctity of the heart. One mustn't interpret lust as love.
Have you ever fallen in love?
I have.
Who is it? You must be so beautiful, because for you, Joseph ignored every beautiful woman. I don't know if you allow others to worship you like you allow Joseph to. To be your servant and worship you.
For Joseph's God.